Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the show, part of the conversation, part of what's going on. I try to read some of the comments during the show, try to make some comments on those comments. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can send me, tell you what. There's a chat room going on the website. There's a chat room or a feed going on Facebook. Any one of those, you can join the conversation. There's smarter people than I am in those chat rooms, so you can talk to them. And if you find me boring, you can always talk with them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, these cutesy little men. What was that magazine they used to have in the dentist's office? Remember those highlights or something? Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
Right? We've come a long way from highlights, people. I mean, seriously. Now we have Teen Vogue. Now, if you've ever seen the regular Vogue and you're an older guy and you're not a pervert, you know, it'll make your face blush, too, when you see some of the pictures in Vogue magazine. But now Teen Vogue is saying that, you know, prostitution is a real job, too. And that 13-year-old girls, well, it's give it some fun. I'm going to leave it that way. So just days after publishing an article telling underage teen girls how to obtain abortions without their parents' knowledge or consent, Teen Vogue, a magazine geared towards minor age and even prepubescent young women, is now encouraging prostitution. It really is. In an article titled "Why Sex Work is Real Work," the publication details how an MD, a doctor founder of Naylene for Reproductive Justice, yeah, I think that's it, explains why she believes sex work should be decriminalized across the globe. Set in Amsterdam, known for its infamous red light district, the article delves into the lives of prostitutes, detailing why the women and men who sell their bodies for sex don't want the government interfering with their right to prostitute themselves. Now, the piece itself, well, let me read a little piece out of the piece, if you would. The situation in Amsterdam and the continued criminalization of sex workers around the world is yet another example of how we disregard the needs and opinions of the people most impacted by policies. But even more so is another example of how we misunderstand what sex work actually is. I can't wait for this one. I'm a doctor. I'm an expert in sexual health. But when you think about it, well, aren't I also a sex worker? In some ways, aren't we all? My God, what is this? Like, you know, you're making it sound like you're saving the whales here or something. Now, did I mention this magazine is marketed to 13-year-olds? That's who it's targeted for, right? It's not a preteen. It's that first year into your teenage world. The magazine goes on to explain that not all sex workers engage in penetrative sex. Now, at 13, I'm sure I knew what that would have meant. And other activities may include companionship, intimacy, non-sexual role-playing. I don't even know what that means. Dancing, don't tell me, don't want to know. Dancing, escorting, and even stripping. Stripping at 13 years old. Aren't these great values? Aren't these great things to be teaching our young girls, right? I mean, they're already over-sexualized. Do you guys get where society is going? And we've let it happen. We've let the left make us feel bad because we're prudes if we think that we should be covered up or that our girls should be covered up or what have you. And I'm not talking about saran wrap from neck to ankles. You know what I mean by that. You mention the name modesty and all of a sudden they go through the roofs because you're trying to control the women and what they have. You are a sick individual if you think that a 13-year-old has a right to, has a mindset to, has the maturity to decide that she wants to do any one of these things. Being a sex worker of any kind, playing a role, dancing, stripping for that matter. What is wrong with you? I would love one. See, you don't have the spine to call in. You, most of you on the hard left, you call after the show or you make emails after the show or snide comments after the show because you don't have the guts to be called out on air. You can't complain about the way things are when you're pushing sex on young girls. You're making them feel like they're not normal unless they've had sex at 11, 12, or 13. That they don't have a full understanding of how to get an abortion should they need one. You are a really sick individual. The idea of purchasing intimacy and paying for services can be, you know, affirming for many people who need human connection. Well, why not teach them how to have a relationship? Isn't that what sex therapies are? They don't teach you how to have sex. Right? They may try to find your inhibitions there, but they don't teach you necessarily how to have sex. It's they're teaching you that the relationship is a lot more than just the physical act. And if you need human connection and friendship and emotion, really? So this is how asinine this is. So it's real affection, it's real connection, it's real friendship if you pay for it. Right? Because it means so much. Look, guys, if your wife on Valentine's Day has to tell you to go buy flowers for her, that's a problem. Is it real then? Does it mean the same thing? According to Cosmo here, 13-year-old prostitutes, that's a real job. Think about that. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really appreciate the time, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you take to be with us, to engage. Some of you are actually are engaging, if you would. You know, you're part of the, I won't say part of the team, but you really are. You know, when you get involved in the conversation, when you work with us, when we work together to drive home some of these issues and topics, it's a big deal. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-4700. 5563. All right, we're back to 13-year-old prostitution, as approved by Teen Vogue. You know, some of you guys think, it's no big deal. It's just a magazine and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what. It is a big deal. Because when their friends and their girlfriends and their other friends are reading it, and it's a magazine that everybody's into, and, you know, mom and dad, when it comes to sex, they're just backwards. They don't get it. They don't understand what it's all about. It's that whole religious thing. That's why they don't want us to have sex. No. There's so much more to this than just that. And you allow the magazines and the teachers and the TV and the radio, not even the radio anymore, you know, what they're hearing on their headsets from YouTube and other places. You're allowing all that to influence your kids and for you. So the idea of purchasing intimacy and paying for the services can be affirming for many people who need human connection, friendship, and emotional support. Go to church. Go to synagogue. Right? I mean, go to the local senior center. Go to the singles club. You know what I'm saying here? Paying for. How real is that? That's like, I don't know, that's like cheating in a game. And all of a sudden you think you've won. You feel good. You don't really feel good about yourself. Don't give me that. The magazine encourages that, you know, should you need some of these services, just fill them with a sex worker. Before openly alleging that the medical doctor is providing health care for sex-related problems like erectile dysfunction, is basically the same thing as sex work. So the doctors that are, administering, right, rehabilitation in these areas are kind of like prostitutes. Just going by what they're saying here. Now, in their article, they're aimed at promoting prostitution to young girls. You know, Teen Vogue fails to mention several other, you know, little facts. For example, the close link between sex work and human trafficking. A 2014 study from Harvard Law School found that countries with legalized prostitution are associated with higher human trafficking inflows than countries where prostitution is prohibited. It's a little thing we don't really want to talk about. It's uncomfortable. A 2011 report from the Department of Justice found that more than 2,500 federal trafficking cases in 2008 to 2010, 82% concerned sex trafficking, and nearly half of those involved victims under the age of 18. You guys seeing, you know, it's really funny how we want to close our eyes and we want to ignore all this. And I believe it all has to do with pride, because when it comes to pride, you never want to admit you're wrong. You never want to admit you said something stupid. You said something that doesn't make any sense. In a 2010 study published in the National Institute of Health, they found, well, not surprisingly here either, that women in poverty are disproportionately lured by the sex trade, explaining that the driving forces behind women resorting to sell sex were poverty. You know the second thing that drove them to sell themselves? Materialism. So either you're trying to put food on the table or trying to get that Maserati you're always looking for. Now, somebody's going to say, oh, here we go again. Conservative Republican trying to tell women what they can do with their bodies. And no. I'm teed off that you're still trying to get these young girls, that you're still trying to twist their little minds into thinking that sex is fine. It's just like kissing was back in the 70s or 60s. Doesn't really much mean anything. If you get pregnant, we can take care of that, blah, blah, blah. You're demeaning, you're belittling, you're tearing down every bit of morality there is. And you don't think there's anything wrong with it. Some of you are doing it on purpose because you think it's all wrong to begin with. CDC also warns that the risk of HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases is very high among persons who exchange sex for money, or actually non-monetary items, adding that there's a strong link between the exchange of sex and drugs and alcohol use. Many sex workers also trade their physical services for drugs. They all share the needles. They're cheap and easier that way. Is this really what Teen Vogue should be teaching 13-year-olds? Why not teach them a higher standard? Why not? Why aren't we teaching them how to value their bodies, value who they are, value what they stand for? How do the kids even get into this stuff? And you parents that think there's nothing wrong with this? I'm sorry. There's something wrong with you. Have you taken the time to read this? Have you taken time to look through these things? Probably not. Because you don't see any big problem in it, probably. Let's see, can I do this one quickly? Nah, I can't do that one quickly. But I can do it when we come back, too. Now, is abortion ever really medically needed? That's the question. One of the most common defenses of late-term abortion, you hear me? Late-term abortion, is the claim that in some cases abortion is medically necessary. Lately, Americans have been hearing this claim in defense of the law, especially the one in New York that allows abortions through all 9 months. But the claim is based on faulty assumptions about the options available to women. Right? The truth is, if you want to really know it, it's known to thousands of OBGYNs, is there's no situation in which an abortion is medically necessary. None. Not a one. The false idea that late-term abortion is sometimes necessary for the health reasons, they've driven that home. They want you to believe that. With the Supreme Court decision in Doe versus Bolton, the companion case to Roe versus Wade, it introduced a definition of health so sweeping that it effectually eliminated all restrictions on abortion. Today, Americans are so used to hearing that abortion must be legal to protect the health of the mother, but it might be difficult for them to even understand that there's truly no medical situation in which abortion or killing that baby will protect a mom's life. Now, over at that, there's that wonderful sound. Anyway, we come back, we'll finish this up, and also we'll hear really what went down or what took place at those rallies all across the country. You know, the ones who impeached Trump, all 16 of them. Joe Messina, your host, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. An impeachment resolution that was fine-tuned by the House Rules Committee will go to a vote by the full House on Thursday. Ranking Republican on the committee, Tom Cole, says it's all wrong.
In my view, it's not a fair process. It's not an open process. And it's certainly not been a transparent process. It's been limited and closed. And frankly, I think we're moving toward a preordained result.
Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was buried at sea following the weekend raid in northwest Syria that led to his death. The head of U.S. Central Command, General Kenneth McKenzie, says Baghdadi's death does not mean the end of the terror group.
We don't see a bloodless future because, unfortunately, this ideology is going to be out there. But we think there's a way to get to a point where it's going to be less and less effective over time.
This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, always a lot of fun. I always enjoy, I always enjoy this part of the show. When we get down to the stretch, we've got a whole bunch of things going on. And I'm going to play a video for you in just a little bit where, what's his name, Lawrence Jones actually went out. He went to one of those impeach Trump rallies. God bless him. Got a lot more guts and patience than I do. I was busy beating up parents. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, it's one of those things this year, and the more I look at some of the issues coming up, I know some of you don't want to hear it. I've actually had some of you write me emails because you don't want to hear it. You need to hear it, okay? I mean, the innocence of your children is going away, and you don't seem to care. You keep thinking everything's like it was in the 70s. And look, you know, I love these parents to me. Yeah, you know, we smoked dope and look what happened to us. We're fine. This is not the same. It's not the same. Not even the same dope that you smoked. I want you to think about something. We heard this tonight, right? In Colorado, pot stores outnumber McDonald's and Starbucks. Now, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, I mean, wouldn't you want more McDonald's and Starbucks if you're all in for the dope? You need a place to go snack. Right, it's more and more dangerous to young kids. Again, it's not the weed of the 70s. It's much more potent, much more dangerous, much more powerful, and it screws with your teenager's brain. So again, you don't want to take the time to raise your kids, and then you want to set them loose on society after they've done some damage inside their head, and we can't figure out why we have mass shootings and other things going on. The last few decades, we've actually had less usage of smoking dope. I am so tired of hearing about, well, it doesn't really harm you with a drug. Stop. Just stop. In the 70s, you could have said that. You cannot say that with a straight face today. You can't do it. And it's a multi-million dollar business. I'm not talking about a couple of million. I'm talking about hundreds of millions. In Colorado last year, I think the number I heard was they sold $1.2 billion worth of dope. It brought in over $200 million to the coffers of the state in taxes. They don't care if they kill you. They're going to keep it coming. They're not going to do anything about it. No, this is not the dope that you remember. This is not the dope of your grandfathers. And now you're pushing this stuff on your young people. Like, you know, sex work is valid and good work. And 13-year-old, I mean, give me a break. Why is any Christian parent buying Teen Vogue for their child? Because they don't want them to feel like an outcast? Yeah, good luck. And I'll even go further than that. You don't even have to be a Christian. You're a sane, middle-of-the-road, you know, basic moral value parent. What are you buying this stuff for? Teaching your kid, well, I don't want to know if they had an abortion. I don't need to know that. Well, you do need to know that. So when they bleed to death in the middle of the night because they've bled out and you don't know why, you don't even know what to do, you can't help at all. Right? You don't know what to look for, sure. That's good parenting, huh? They left out so many things. You know, we talked about that. You're going to have to go back and get it because I'm not going back over the whole thing again. But the CDC warns that the risk of HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases is high among people who exchange sex for money. Right? I mean, again, how much work are they doing to make sure they're safe? Because HIV isn't like prevalent like it was, I think it was in the 80s. You had people around you dying from it. You saw what they looked like as they were wasting away to nothing. That had an impact on people. But now it's no big deal. Right now it's just, I mean, in California, you can't even be charged with anything. If you know that you have HIV and you have unprotected sex, you can't be charged with transmitting that disease. And you know what? Let me irritate a lot of people. You should be. If you know you have a disease, if you know you have something to be passed on during sex, and you don't tell that other person, shame on you. Forget illegal or legal. Morally, shame on you. You really care about that person, don't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. All right. Lawrence Jones went out and he attended some of the impeached Trump rallies, especially the one in New York City. You know, you would think there should have been, you know, if it's a big deal, there should have been tens and tens and tens and tens and thousands of people. And not so much. But let's hear what he had to go through. We took this clip from Hannity, so we'll give credit to Hannity's show for it. But you got to hear this. This is just wonderful and great. Let's see.
I'm here because I believe in democracy.
And you believe the president should be impeached?
I do.
Why?
Because he's an illegal president.
He's an illegal president. Explain that for me.
He was in cahoots with the Russians.
Why do you believe the president should be impeached?
Because he's obstructed justice. I mean, he's committed really impeachable offenses.
If it were any other president, any Democratic president, any other even Republican president, he would have been impeached and thrown out of office.
Do you believe the president should be impeached?
No. There's been investigation after investigation. They found nothing. He's been investigated more than any other president.
What crimes has he committed?
He was with everything with Russia, conned his way into the office.
They've been putting up with an illegal, fake, illegally elected president for over 2 years.
What crimes do you suspect the president has committed?
Well, number one, conspiracy with the Russians, and then he covered it up like you can't believe it. He's a criminal for a long time.
Have you noticed yet that there hasn't been one specific charge? Not one. He colluded with the Russians by giving them access to. He colluded with the Russians by covering up their breakout or break into. You know what? I got news to these people. I hope they hang their hats on the election being influenced by the Russians. You know why? Because President Obama oversaw the elections. A.G. Lynch was part of the Department of Justice. The Obama team is the one that... If the Russians truly, 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 truly hacked this election, influence this election, it falls squarely on the shoulders of the Obama administration, because they were in charge, they had the power, but they were so focused on bringing Trump down, of nailing Trump for something he didn't do. They could care less about the sovereignty of our own elections.
Why don't you think the Democrats have brought up the articles of impeachment?
That's a good question. I wish I could read Pelosi's mind, but I can't.
Do you believe he's putting the country in real danger?
Yes. Every day. Every single day.
He loves our country. He's a good man. They want communism here. Well, then go to Venezuela. I'm very angry.
You know, I mean, think about that. Let me switch that off. Think about that. It's so true. They do. They want Venezuela. And it shows you. You know, it just shows you how dull they are. Because the reality behind... they see it happen. They don't believe it. You hear... I'm talking about dumb things. Right? You hear dumb things like they didn't do it right. They've never implemented it properly. Are these people serious? When you look at socialism, communism, what have you, across the globe, it's never worked. And it doesn't matter who has implemented it. It doesn't work. Well, of course, unless you're trying to get rid of a massive portion of the population, then it works fine. But otherwise, it doesn't work at all. And this is constant. This is constant. Hopefully, this isn't their best and brightest. And I mean that, I'm not trying to be mean, but hopefully this is not their best and brightest. I would love it if somebody, and they don't do it, because they know I'm going to push back. I would love somebody to write me a note, call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Any way you can, let me know specifically. In the articles of impeachment, you don't even have to find 10. Find me one. Give me one article. Give me one crime that you have proof that he's, not that you think, not that you heard Pelosi say, not that you heard AOC say, one crime that he's done that he should be impeached for. And if you say colluding with the Russians, I'm going to read your name over the air. So you got to be specific. How? Jim Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a while, though, so now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hail.
We are back. Well, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, and it, we've got so many crazy stories out there. Somebody asked me, so, you know, somebody new to the show, to this kind of commentary, what's the show all about? Is it all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world that you're not hearing about? Look, you can hear about Obama and Trump all day long on 3,000 other shows. One of the first stories I ever did was about Mommy and Me pole dancing classes. Outrageous. This is crazy stuff. That was almost 10 years ago. And now you're hearing how Teen Vogue is calling, you know, prostitution for 13-year-olds. you know, a valid job to have. There's a summer job for you. We used to go to work at, you know, at Disneyland and places like that. Now, for you young girls at 13, your summer job could be prostitution. A lot of boys is hanging out somewhere. I'm sure you can make a lot of money. And Teen Vogue is willing to show you not only how to make it happen, but should you get pregnant, there's a Planned Parenthood near you. Isn't this wonderful? Here's a surprising, I should say a somewhat surprising story. Not really, though. I could see him getting more upset as the years go on. Coming around more to the reality of how things should be. Clarence Thomas, he calls for abandoning the demonstrably erroneous precedent touching off Roe versus Wade's speculation. In a concurring opinion in the Supreme Court case announced Monday, Clarence Thomas issued a lengthy call for his colleagues to overturn the demonstrably erroneous decision, even if they have been upheld for decades, prompting legal observers to say Thomas was laying the groundwork to overturn the seminal 1973 case Roe versus Wade. Now, Thomas' Blunt's opinion came in Gamble versus United States, a case concerning the so-called double jeopardy doctrine, which generally prohibits an individual from being charged twice for the same crime. But both pro-life and pro-choice advocates quickly noted the implications of his reasoning for a slew of other future cases, including potentially a revisiting of Roe. It needs to be revisited. Come on, seriously, think about it. Back then, even the principals in that case said that they lied. False information was given. They lied. If we found out that somebody was convicted of murder, and they were in a state that didn't have the death penalty, but got life in prison, and you found out after 50 years of being in prison, or 60 years, or whatever it was, somebody finally came forward, or two or three people that were involved in the case, and said, I'm sorry, we lied. It wasn't him. Here's who it really was. Do you go, well, you know, it's been 50 years, he doesn't know any better, and, you know, the case is closed, let's just leave it alone. No, you wouldn't. You would do whatever you could to fix that. How many children have been murdered over a lie? Why don't you give that some thought? How many children have been murdered because false information was given in the name of, I don't know, feminism, or equal rights, or women's health, or women's reproductive health? I don't even know. Why not revisit it with the reality and the truth of what we know today? Why not? What are you afraid of? I'll tell you, if you go to my Facebook page, there is a video there where the woman specifically says, we know abortion is murder, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Yes, you men, you pro-life, you pro-morality people are just going to have to deal with it because we have a right to choose. Which is why I like the direction Thomas is going. Let's look at it again. Matter of fact, the original court said the only way you could do third trimester abortions was to protect the mom's, the woman's health or the woman's life. And I will tell you that is almost never the case. You did an article earlier tonight that said it is never the case. I've read other articles that talk about it. You know, it only happens at 0.0001%. And yet that seems to be, you know, when it comes to third trimester abortions, they are not rare. Kirsten Clark, the president of the executive director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, told Fox News that Thomas's comments were part of a larger attack on abortion rights. One can't ignore the timing of Justice Thomas's concurring opinion, which comes at a moment when we are seeing a coordinated and relentless attack on Roe versus Wade. Now, the laws that have been adopted in several states violate the court's settled precedent in Roe. In his concurring opinion, Justice Thomas has made clear his willingness to reject precedents that he personally deems incorrect. Now, look, she says it's established law, but it's established law on the lie. It was established on a lie. Not just the lie of the witnesses, but the lie it was just a glob of cells. No heartbeat, no human, no chance of. And you want to talk about settled law? You're lying, too. Because settled law, you wouldn't have the third trimester abortions. If you truly were following the law, you wouldn't have what you have now. Justice Thomas's view is fundamentally at odds with the way in which the Supreme Court has generally operated, Clark added, in a view that threatens to further undermine the integrity of the court and weaken the stability of the institution. Why? Because you don't agree with what he's saying? Neil Katal, a Georgetown law professor, former acting Solicitor General of the United States, warned that Thomas's reasoning could have a far-reaching implications. He said Justice Thomas is essentially laying the intellectual groundwork for massive revisiting of settled precedents. This can prove to be very, very dangerous. For whom? Thomas' argument began by noting that the role of the federal courts is primarily to uphold the Constitution above all else. That means overturning long-held precedents set by other federal courts. So be it. The Constitution tasks the political branches, not the judiciary, with systematically developing the laws, govern our society, Thomas wrote. The court's role, by contrast, is to exercise the judicial power, faithfully interpreting the Constitution and the laws enacted by those branches. No, he's right. He's 100% right on. The judges aren't to make the laws. The judges are to uphold the laws. You know, when Roe versus Wade and banning of abortion in the way it was found to be unconstitutional at the time, what should have happened was the federal government, instead of dropping it, should have taken it back on, rewrote a law, whatever, tweaked it around so it would be in line with the Constitution. They should have taken what the judges said, rewrote a law that worked within the confines of what the judges were talking about. See, the judges at the time said that the third trimester abortion was not legal, was not okay, unless. So the law could have been written that under those guidelines, that, I don't know, I'm just being ridiculous, five doctors had to say the mother's life was in danger. Well, the majority of five doctors. Right? I mean, seriously. And if it went back to the Supreme Court, they could have said, well, no, that's exactly what we said. That you had to prove that the mother's life was in danger in order for that to happen. Now we've gone from that to we have to prove that the baby is viable based on what the mom and one doctor says. We've just flipped that whole thing around. It makes absolutely no sense. But I love what Thomas is doing here. Yes, he is laying out a different way of doing this. He is laying out the fact that things change. Think about how laws that have changed over the years. What about segregation? What about the Dred Scott law? You want to go through all the laws that had to be turned around, changed? I mean, come on. Work it through and think about it. English common law, Thomas said, relied on the precedent-focused principle called stare decisis, meaning let the decision stand. But unlike English common law, Thomas asserted, we operate a system of written law in which courts need not and generally cannot articulate the law in the first instance. Thomas went on to address several counterarguments, including the idea that precedent allows for more consistent legal determinations, right? And more clearly for litigants, he cited, for example, arguments to that effect that Justice Stephen Breyer in previous cases did. So is anything ever really settled law? I don't know. You tell me. I mean, if murder, cold-blooded murder, was ever questioned, I'm sure the Supreme Court would uphold it, 9-0. Taking somebody's life is wrong, period, end of discussion. Where you get dicey is, are you ever allowed to take a life? Yes. So it's just not you can't kill, period. It's you can't kill unless. And that's what the courts have been called upon to make those I don't know, decisions, if you would. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate you hanging out with me. Always do. Head up to the website. Give me your name. Buy something. Donate a few bucks. It'd be really cool to sign up for our text messaging. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.